The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, I thought we might have a Garth-free zone in the programme this week. And broadly speaking, we will, because life is going to move on. And we had some charming photographs of our ministers in the paper this week. I hope they both ministers were very happy with them. But anyway, I'm going to talk now to John Concannon, who's Director of Market Development with Falta Ireland. And I have to say, John, congratulations. I mean, the people involved were quick off the mark with the notion of a replacement event. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Marion. Well, it isn't, I wouldn't put it necessarily as a replacement event. I mean, we're all very disappointed about Garth's shows not going ahead. But what happened really was, in Falta, Ireland, we sat down with the traders in Dublin, businesses in Dublin, and said, look, we can't replace Garth Brooks, but what can we do to make this, to make the city come alive? And over the last week, we've put together a few events that are going to happen around Dublin throughout the weekend. I mean, kicking off, we've got a bluegrass and country roots festival in Whelans. It's going to be four bands a night. It's free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've put a cool event which is called Stetson in the City, where the team behind Hard Working Class Heroes, Angela Dorgan, came forward and found 18 up-and-coming acts, and they're going to perform all over the city on Friday, starting in Dublin Airport to greet the people that are coming in. And then we've got another busking trail on the Saturday, where eight stages around the city, and that's actually the Temple Bar Traders are going to kick that off on Friday night with a free concert from Monday in Temple Bar. And then we have another area in the Dame District who've been hugely cooperative, Paul and Kieran there, and they've put in Lonesome Dame on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, a whole load of different bands playing, line dancing, different things happening. And I suppose what it shows, Marion, is that, you know, we're not replacing it, the Garth Brooks, but what we've seen is the publicans, the hoteliers, the traders, the people, the city council coming together and say, look, let's make the best out of this, because do we sit in our hands or do we go and make things happen? And that's in Falta what we've been doing. And it's bled out into other, Éireann Rodearán have now come on board with a special Dublin Goes Country Fair of $14.99 from all over the country for the weekend. So it's just...
Ryanair and Aer Lingus are also going to promote Dublin Goes Country.
Yes, Ryanair are coming behind it, Aer Lingus are coming behind it, all of the hoteliers and the publicans and the people, and it's great. I mean, it's a good news story. I mean, the way, you know, we're looking at it is we could sit in our hands and cry into our cups of tea this morning, or we get up and move. And what actually it's doing is giving us a chance to showcase some of the huge talent that's out there in the music industry, not just country, but we're going to focus on some of the young up-and-coming bands and trad roots, and it's going to show Dublin to be a really happening spot, because as well as that...
Now, Marion, hold on the bell a minute. Dublin is a capital city. I understand you're bringing bales of hay.
Well, you've got to create some atmosphere. And of course, the Dame District in particular, and the Temple Bar and the city centre will have bales of hay, will have bunting, will have lots of different...
Square dancing lessons.
Square dancing, line dancing.
Dennis, you should just...
Go around the corner and take that up. It's been time. It's certainly time that we all took it up, I think.
They were quick off the mark. It's a very good idea.
I think it is a very good idea. And it may turn out that it's going to involve and please more people even than the Garth Brooks concerts would have. Because obviously Garth Brooks would have pleased all those who were there, but may have gotten the nerves of many people who weren't. Whereas this one is more participatory. So I think it might actually, in the end,
I'm not sure
of
bales of hay. It's going to be a bit of fun. I mean, it's a good response, I think, to what has been, you know, what did the Taoiseach describe it as this week? I think it was a bit of a mess. But I think it's a quick off the mark, good response, and very pragmatic approach in a kind of a controversy that has seen a lot of hot air and a lot of grandstanding. It's nice to see some pragmatic solutions coming up at this stage of the game.
Who came up with this idea, John?
Well, we developed it in Falta, Ireland. The Dublin team in Falta, Ireland. We sat down literally a week ago with the CEO and said, look, how can we do something? Can we make things happen? We got on the phone to our contacts in the publicans and the hoteliers, and within hours everybody sat around and we said, okay, let's not say what we can't do, what can we do? And to be honest, we've been a huge number of people have come up with ideas, and there's an awful lot of free stuff happening. So the city's going to be alive with the Dublin Goes Country. It's all on visitdublin.com. We're asking people to go hashtag Dublin Goes Country. But let's not forget the other things that are happening, like the Vodafone Comedy Festival, the Dublin Soul Festival, which is going to be free in Merrion Square, Square and the Knock and Stocking Festival in Wicklow. So loads and loads happening in Dublin next weekend.
Did your heart go into your boots over the whole Garth Brooks thing?
I mean, like, I think anybody living in Ireland, it's a huge disappointment, no question about it. Everyone has their own stories to tell. My own mother-in-law was going with her sisters. So it was, on a personal level, people had stories to tell. On a business level, it wasn't good news. So really, it's, you know, I think it's been well spoken.
Well, whoever bought the Stetsons will do okay.
Yeah, and I think, look, you know, what we're hearing from the hotels is there has been some cancellations, but nothing near as bad as it could have been. And this, in fact, what's happened this week is a lot of the hotels are putting out the emails and social media saying, look, this is the time to come. So really, it's not as bad as we would have thought. But the situation was, you know, wasn't as anyone would like to have been. But look, this is an example of us getting up, making something happen.
Right. I've just got a thing in from a listener here. I've just got a print of it saying, last night at 10:43, just 13 hours ago, I got this email from Ticketmaster, event reminder that Garth is playing on the 25th of July.
Oh no.
Can you believe this? I'm sure somebody. Anyway, listen, congratulations to you, John, and congratulations to your team, because I think you were on the ball, and I hope it's an absolute rattling good success, okay?
Great, thanks.
A darn good success, even. Anyway, thanks again to our guests this morning for your time.